Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Clint, the Rockets, they get their first dub last night as they beat the hell out of the Brooklyn Nets. The Brooklyn Nets look to be one of the worst teams in the NBA, 0-4 already. But they get their first win, and everybody chipped in. And seven guys in double figures last night, including Tari Eason, who led them with 22 points, 5 rebounds, 5 assists off the bench. Şengün, which he's been putting together stat lines all season long in their first three. He was 21, 6-6. Durant, 19 last night. And then Reed Sheppard and Amen Thompson took over the point guard duties, both of them in double figures. Both of them had 8 assists apiece and only 2 turnovers combined with those guys. To me, this is, Clint, what could be the greatness of this Rockets team is they have guys that can jump out. We watched Şengün go off in game one against the Thunder, where he had 39 and 11 and 7. We saw the other night where they lost again in game two, where Durant had 37. We understand they've got guys that can go off and go and get buckets when they need to, but they also have several guys that can go and get you 20. Several guys that can go and fill things up. And this won't be the last time they have this many guys who have it going. We'll see multiple times this year where they do that. That is, to me, one of the big pluses for the Rockets. They have a lot of guys that can get involved.
Well, look, I think when you look at it, it's early. I mean, look, this may be putting the cart before the horse, but I think you've got a squad that whoever's on the floor within the system, you trust them, right? Obviously, You want to run through Durant when he's on the floor. Clearly, there's times that they're going to run it through Amen Thompson. And obviously, who's going to play a lot of minutes and get a lot of touches is Şengün. And clearly, they're going to want to run the offense through those guys at times. And they're going to be made priority. But the reality is if teams start, obviously, adjusting to take the ball out of one of those guys' hands, you trust Tari Eason within the system to confidently take shots. You trust Jabari Smith within the system to confidently take shots and knock down shots. You know, I think the question is can you get Reed Sheppard to that point? But it's the guys that you have that are playing consistently that you bank on, you have no problem under any circumstances taking shots within the system. Now, all those guys aren't going to create, obviously, and feel free to create and take additional risks putting the ball on the floor in one-on-one situations and things of that nature. But as long as the system's being ran through one of three guys, within that system, you're going to trust guys to take open shots and to confidently do so. So, look, I just remember watching, a lot of not just Rocket teams, but, you know, playoff basketball with Golden State, where, man, there's a couple guys on the floor that if you can get them to just take the shot, then you're winning, right? I don't care if they're open or not. If you can get Looney taking shots, then you're winning. If you can just get it out of the hands of Steph, you're winning. You know, yeah. I don't know that's the case with the Rockets. I mean, you got some guys that they trust and can knock down points, and like you said, can score in bunches. And it seems like, you know, Ime Udoka is going to be pretty confident in their ability to do so.
Yeah, and I mentioned it. I thought the two point guards in that's getting those minutes, Amen Thompson and Reed Shepherd. I thought this was a good outing for them combined, right? When you look at what they're doing, that's the biggest concern many people have, which people completely understand, right? They combined themselves for, I think, 27 points, 16 assists with two turnovers. I thought those two played really, really well. And it feels like to me Reed Shepherd is in the – I don't even know if it's first – just the first reaction or what, but it just feels like people have already made their mind up about Reed Shepherd. There are a group of people who have already
I've been close.
Like, just, all right, if he has a rough outing, even though he's played how many meaningful minutes, how many meaningful games, it seems like they've already made their decision. We go out there and see him put together a solid performance off the bench like he did. It was just a net. Right, like, and not the other way. I just get it. Just be patient. Give
the dude for me, I'm with you with Reed. I mean, I think I got to see more. I'll be honest with you. I think you were out at the time. Well, my first couple of watches this year of Reed Shepherd. It was the first watch. He appeared timid. He appeared overwhelmed. When you've got a young guy like that, that's a three overall pick, you know, at least you want to turn the TV on and feel like, boy, that guy, he may be a little bit delusional, but at least he thinks he's the best player on the floor.
Yeah.
Right. Reed don't have that vibe to his game. Now, to your point, I think it was a preseason game following when I questioned Reed, he went off. It was the last preseason game of the year. And then, you know, he's been in there and hadn't had a great game. Last night was good, but hadn't had a great game before, and to me, it wasn't about the box score. It was more about, is he aggressive? Is he taking the shots? Does he look like he belongs up there? Or is there a touch of Jake Myers at the plate?
Old Jake Myers.
Old Jake Myers, not current, not 300. Not 300, biggest concern is staying healthy, Jake Myers. I'm talking about playing every night, and they're forcing him on us, Jake Myers. Is there a touch of that in there? So I need to see more, and I'm open to see more, and I'm excited about seeing more. And hopefully, you know, you get that look in your eyes where you feel like, even though we know it's not the case because you're playing with Durant, but you feel like you're the best damn player on the floor.
Yeah, we'll see. Good to them to get on, get off that losing streak and get a dub. They'll play in a couple of days against the Raptors, another team that's struggling out the gates. We'll see if they can solve that problem. Maybe Gorilla will be there.
Gorilla and Ingram, huh?
Yeah, Brandon Ingram, baby. Nice little kiss and stuff right before the game.
He went ahead and lifted her up on the sideline, didn't he? On the side court?
I done just broke this.
Yeah, so you start talking about Gorilla and you strong-arm your mic stand over there.
You know, I heard last week, I heard Reggie say it broke off in his hand, and Andy fixed it last week, like last Thursday.
Yep, Andy told me about that on Monday.
And this is a goner already. Wow.
Y'all just creating work for old Andy.
I'm just telling you, man, it wasn't my fault.
5 o'clock fire.
All right, this is news for this weekend's Texans game versus the Broncos. These are sources. And this is courtesy of Jordan Schultz of Fox Sports. Broncos star cornerback Patrick Surtain II is dealing with a pectoral injury and is expected to miss 4 to 6 weeks. No surgery is needed, but I am told the reigning defensive player of the year will get a second opinion this week to confirm the timeline. So, Clint, this is, I would say, their overall best player. As you see it, he was the defensive player of the year last year, and is regarded as the best corner in football. It looks like he will not be available for this game on Sunday, a game that will be key for the Texans. If they get back to 500, you feel like it's game on, especially coming after beating two teams that, you know, at 5 and 6 wins. If you're able to pull that off, this obviously is a big help for the Texans not having to deal with him.
Well, no, there's no doubt. This is a big win for the Texans, man. I mean, leading up to this game, we'll take anything that we can. I mean, their strong point is, I mean, really, I think Denver's an overall really good football team, but their strong suit is defensively. They can cause problems. They can collapse pockets. They can pressure the quarterback. They can turn the ball over. They can cover. They can do it all. And so when you lose, at least in the secondary, the tip of that coverage spear and you know, you lose the guy that's capable of, hell, he's one of, if not the best corner in the league. You lose that guy, that's advantage opponent, and we just happen to be the opponent this week. So, yeah, that's good.
Yeah, it is a big loss. The one thing, though, is that the front, this is going to be about the front seven. Like in this game for the Texans, their defensive line, they lead the league by a mile in sacks and pressures. I was just watching when NFL Live, they had the Broncos defense had a bunch of ones just listed next to them.
Right.
Like when it came to a lot of those situations. So that is big news, especially if Nico Collins is able to go. If Nico Collins clears concussion protocol and he's able to play this weekend, they definitely don't have anything with him out to be able to handle him. And that may have to change the way they approach their defense, especially if Nico Collins is out there.
So right. That's the big key. You lose a guy like that, you change the way, maybe that you, not generally how you approach playing defensive football, but definitely how you approach specifically to play a Nico Collins type player. And there's no doubt about it. I believe that Denver defense is, I mean, there's just a certain cloth they're cut from. Kind of like the Texans. I mean, the backups, yeah, they're lesser players because they're not starters, but when they get in there, your defense doesn't take a major hit the way you would think. Losing a Derek Stingley Jr. Or
Vance Joseph ain't going to completely change what
he does. No. I mean, they're still going to be a very solid unit. Their success was never dependent on one player or because of one player. And he's a great player, don't get me wrong, and it hurts to lose him. But this is an overall really good defense that at all three levels is playing some seriously good ball now.
I do want to say that fella on the other side, that Moss fella,
ooh,
I watched him, boy.
A little bit of liability.
I think I watched him get three consecutive passes.
Who was that cooking him? He's got Pickens and Lamb going at him.
Yeah,
huh?
But he had like three consecutive pass interference penalties.
Oh, yeah, no.
He couldn't keep.
Well, that's the thing is Dallas is one of those squads that's willing to just go, oh, Moss, you're a duck. Let me put one of my receivers out there and throw go routes at you. You know what I mean? I don't know that we're going to. Maybe with Nico, but I don't know that we're going to have that ability or that want to do that kind of thing.
Yeah, he restarted first and goal multiple times.
The second time, I was like, why not? Hell, it's a half a yard penalty. Why not? Who gives a rip?
And he's floored, too, every time they call it up. He's, what?
Oh, he's man.
5 o'clock fire.
All right, a couple of stories out of the SEC college football. Steve Sarkisian, he wanted to go ahead and knock down the rumors. There's a report over the weekend from the Athletic's Diana Rossini that there could be interest from his camp to the Tennessee Titans job. Here was Steve Sarkisian addressing that.
Yeah, I'd love to touch on this, so bear with me for a second, because it really pisses me off that one person can make a report that in turn the entire media sports world runs with as factual, to the point of my agency and my agents have to put a statement out that they never have done. Historically, CAA, Jimmy Sexton, and Ed Manowitz have never do that. But I had to do that to protect my locker room and my team. And I thought it was absolutely ridiculous. I thought it was completely unprofessional of that person to put that report out. And the fact that everybody ran with it is borderline embarrassing for the media. And I respect what you guys do. I really do, and everybody else. But the fact that everybody ran that as truth is really embarrassing. Okay, so I've got a small circle when I make decisions on what I do and what I don't do, and nobody would speak on my behalf without me knowing. And so where that report came from, I'd love to talk to that person because it's absolutely ridiculous.
That was Steve Sarkisian, and if you listen closely, he never denied that he was ever thinking about leaving.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
What's up, guys? It's Candace Dillard Bassett, and this is Undomesticated. Follow and listen to Undomesticated, available wherever you get your podcasts.
To go to seek another job. He never denied the report. He went off about the report. Mike Elko kind of did a similar thing. He went off about the report.
But, Mike Elko's got an ain't no squad.
But trouble. He does, but also he went off and took the conversation to another place where he could have just said, no, I am at the University of Texas, and this is where I want to be. But he went off about Diana Rossini, who is usually pretty tight.
Yeah, that's the interesting thing here to me.
You always got to listen to it closely. What did you just go off about?
Well, the interesting thing, boy, this puts Diana Rossini in a spot where she's got to respond, right? And not that she's going to do it with class. It's not like she's going to buck the system. It's not like she's not going to have any kind of transparency and give her source, obviously. But I would be shocked if he did everything but say her name.
Oh, yeah. He said he wanted to sit down and have
you should be embarrassed.
All right. Well, I bet she would like to. Now she's gonna come out of here. Okay. All right. Entertaining
Tennessee.
You know you are in them league job. That's what I think right there. It's been real easy. Real easy. No. I'm here at the University of Texas. This is where I want to be in Austin. Hell, he could have even lied and then took a job later. Nah. He just went about the rant. Because he came at it, didn't he? Yeah. You know what? Yeah, I'd like to touch on this for a second.
slapping the table like you are.
And then hit us with a bear with me. Yeah, we bared with you. And you didn't deny any of it.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.